This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democratic Senator Kamala Harris of California just announced her candidacy for president. CNN's Kyung Law joins us now live in Washington with the very latest. Kyung.
She just made that announcement on Good Morning America, John, and we are anticipating shortly that she'll be posting a video to her social media accounts. It will officially announce that she is indeed going to be running for president. And in that video, she'll be calling on her supporters, saying that now is the time to fight.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. I guess the question is, who's not running for president as a Democrat? Jeez Louise. Hey, KJRadio.com. You can get the show on demand anytime you want. Go listen to the archives. There's some funny stuff in the past we've recorded here. I promise you, some of the best radio on the planet happens right here. I'm talking intellectually stimulating with just a touch of humor. 844-551-8255 if you want to call. Leave a message. If you don't get us live, leave a message. The show airs at different times, whatever. But we'd love to. I will get back to you. I promise I will. Yeah, who's not running for president as a Democrat? It's so easy. Even a caveman can do it. You remember those commercials? Oh, man. I love those commercials because it's right now, this is what it reminds me of. The Democrats running for president. This many candidates running for president tells you all you need to know about the Democratic Party. They are in disarray. Why? You know, here's the thing. Why doesn't Adam Schiff run for president? He hates what Donald Trump is doing. You'd think he'd jump into the game. U.S. News at one point said there were 32 Democrats who are publicly weighing taking the presidential plunge. 32. Remember when we had, what, 17? And you want to know why we had 17? Because our party was in shambles. The Republican Party didn't even know who it was. It had no identity. We got rid of Boehner. Paul Ryan became Speaker. He's feckless. We had Mitch McConnell, who's running the Senate, and he's a go-with-the-flow Republican. We had all these rhinos. We had no direction. Even though we were crushing the Democrats, not because of the Republicans, they still didn't know how to put a message together. And by the way, without Donald Trump, that party remains identically the same. It's identical. It's not very different. And with Trump in control, I saw a piece, I didn't read it, but it said the Republican Party finally has a general, somebody who's willing to get in there, pick up a musket, and go fight. So what you're witnessing now, we had 17 candidates. Remember that. When it was in complete disarray, when everybody's like, I hope Donald Trump runs, it will be a great thing for the Democrats. That was John Oliver, and people were like, Donald Trump run for president? I hope he runs. Oh, my God, Donald Trump. So Donald Trump runs, and what does he do? Donald Trump runs, and Donald Trump wins. Yeah. Shocker. To this day, Democrats, there are Democrats after 2+ years who are still in shock that Donald Trump won. So anyway, he wins, and now he's got the party coming back together. What did he do? He's got D.C. and scurry. I mean, these people are scrambling to get on their life rafts. They've got their bug-out bags. They're going down their rat holes because the swamp level is lowering every single day. More and more of these criminals are being exposed. And so what do we have now? We have all these cavemen.
I run for president.
The Democrats are coming out. So compare 17 people. Now there's 32. There will be more. I think it is bigger than that. At one point, I know we did a show on it. It was higher than that. Because what we're talking about is publicly declaring, you know, I may run. And what's the number right now? Well, we've got Kamala Harris. We've got Julian Castro. We've got Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii. We've got John Delaney of Maryland. We've got Richard Ojeda of West Virginia. We've got Andrew Yang of New York. That's six. And those aren't even your main names. Now we've got, okay, Elizabeth Warren. She's got her exploratory committee, as does Kirsten Gillibrand. What are we up to there? What's that, seven? Let's see, one, two, three, four, five, six. That's eight. Then let's look at the normal cast of characters. We've got Joe Biden. He's in consideration, right? We're supposed to get an announcement from old Joe here really soon. Everybody's like, ooh, let's wait and see if Joe declares. Because Joe Biden said, I could have beaten Trump. I'm making you a bet. I don't think Joe Biden's running. I think Joe Biden is content not to get his butt kicked publicly and to go out riding on the coattail of a fake, you know, historical narrative around Barack Obama. I think that's what Joe Biden's, you know, ready for. So we've got Joe Biden. We've got Bernie Sanders, right? Everybody keeps hinting that Hillary Clinton will run. Hillary Clinton ain't running. Okay? She's not running. Right? And then there's a host of other Democrats who are higher ranking than any of the people that I've named that are going, why shouldn't I run? Why shouldn't I be the leader? Why shouldn't I be the person in charge? So we've got a junior senator. We got a former secretary of HUD who Obama brought into his administration for the exact reason. I called this years ago when Barack Obama brought Julian Castro over. I said he's grooming this guy to be president or to be able to run because they need a Marco Rubio type. They need a younger Hispanic or whatever because we have Marco Rubio who's got no shot. But that's what they needed. Then Tulsi, I just named them. None of these people, they're all radicals. None of them have any reason to run. They're junior level people that can't even run their own family household, you know, and they want to run for president. And I'm going to tell you something. I think this time around, the smart Democrats are going, look, if you're not 70 and let's say you're 50 years old as a Democrat and you're moving up, you'd be smart to say, let these guys run and get their butts kicked and lose money. And I'll just wait. I'll wait 4 years or 8 years before I jump in the ring. Because if I were a Democrat, that's what I'd be doing. I wouldn't get in the mix of it. I would not want to go up against what will be the juggernaut of Donald Trump based on the results. I just talked earlier in the broadcast about Donald Trump's trade policy and what it's netted. Now the Chinese are talking about having a zero trade deficit with America going into whatever period, 2024, something like that. I want you to imagine what that $375 billion a year coming back into our economy is going to mean. Folks, all we got to do is support Donald Trump and make sure we sound off against leftism and he will have a cakewalk.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
And we've had some good news over the past, over the past 2 years, but I'm just saying over the past week. Since January of 2019, since January 1 of 2019, we've had some good news. Happy New Year again to you folks. I know we're later into the year. You're going, Kevin, I'm going to try to say it every day if I can remember it. Because I want you to be joyous. Think about what's happened here. We continue to uncover all the scandals involving the Democrats. Here's what you have to reflect on periodically. What are all the things that we're going to bring Donald Trump down with? And where are they? Stormy Daniels is paying off Trump. She's on a stripper pole somewhere having to pay Donald Trump. I mean, where's Michael Avenatti? When is the last time you heard that clown's name? It's been a while, hasn't it? You got Democrats who have so many people who want to run for office, it shows you the level of disarray. There are literally dozens of people who believe they can fill the shoes of Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, 2-3 years ago, was the de facto standard bearer for Democrats. Nobody would challenge her. They had the chance. Joe Biden had the chance. Bernie Sanders was whooping her butt and gave it up. That's how strong they were. Barack Obama had to finally put his, you know, madness aside and go, I'm going to support Hillary. Everybody's behind her. She was the standard bearer. Now she's gone, and there are currently 6 people who you don't even know their names who now believe they can fill Hillary's shoes. That should tell you all you need to know. All these Democrats, I could do it. If Hillary Clinton can get her butt kicked, I can get my butt kicked just as good as Hillary Clinton. Yeah, okay. You go, girl. You go, boy. You go, it. You go, whatever I can call you. You go. And they think they can run on, I'm going to impeach Donald Trump, and we're going to raise your taxes, and we're going to make your life so much more miserable. It's going to be just like it was during Obama. Those days are over. That ship has sailed. Ship is gone, baby. But that's what you got. We got women's march numbers that are dropping like a rock. We've got build that border wall numbers that are growing, 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 growing. And while all that's growing, you know what else is growing? Your stock portfolio is growing again. Your ability to get a job is growing again. Your income from your job is growing again. The amount of taxes taken out of your check is less. So your take-home pay is growing again. People are taking vacations. People are saving. People are building businesses. And you know, all the while all that's going on, Donald Trump is saying, you know what, it's going to come in even harder, even bigger, because these trade deficits are going away. We're going to reduce our trade deficit at least $150, $200, $300 billion. It's going to go from $800 billion to half a trillion, from half a trillion to $400 billion. And it's going to keep shrinking. And it's going to be so significant because those dollars are hitting back into the economy. And while those dollars are hitting back into the economy, those hidden dollars of the government bureaucracy that Barack Obama put is gone. The Obamacare bureaucracy is gone. The EPA bureaucracy is gone. So companies are feasting. I keep telling you guys, we became the number one economy again on Donald Trump's watch. Very simply because he lowered taxes. People are investing in the United States. But there's good news everywhere. The entitled generation is finally going to have to wake up, and they're going to go get jobs. And you know what jobs are going to get? They're going to get jobs they like. We played a clip earlier of a girl who did not want to work. She's of a belief that it's better for her to just get money from somebody. I want you to think about what you felt like when you did something you enjoyed and you accomplished something. I remember when I was a technician and I was going to engineering school, and I'd always watch my brother, who was a tech years earlier when I was a child. He would tinker and solder and put circuit boards, and I was like, what are you doing? He'd go, well, you know, the resistor does this, the inductor does this, the capacitor does this, and I would just sit there and watch him, and he'd explain circuitry to me. And when I finally built my first working circuit on my own, out of my own brain, and I wrote the code for the firmware to make it work, so my computer science kicked in. It was so satisfying to understand that that's how things work. That I pick up a remote control, I hit a button, and the TV turns on. Somebody designed all of the circuitry to do that, and I was capable of doing that. It was just so amazing to feel the sense of power, the sense of creation. Now, I don't know what these people want to create. That girl may want to be a fashion designer. She may want to be a makeup artist. She may want to design cars or build buildings. I don't know. But here's what I do know. The idea that she's crying, that she's upset about having to go to work, tells me all I need to know about her upbringing and how this world has tainted her. She should want to have a joy of creation. I don't know what it is. If I were to talk to her, I'd say, what do you like to do? I like to shop. Do you realize there are jobs where you can shop for people? If you know how to, fashion and jewelry and putting these things together. I know it sounds trivial, but there are jobs like that. There are jobs where you can go into people's closets and look at their wardrobe and tell them what to wear. I bet you that girl would love a job like that, but no, she's crying on Dr. Phil. Guys, we got a lot to be excited about because there's a wealth of opportunity for us to explain to people that there is no shame in working, doing something you want to do. And here's what's interesting. It doesn't have to require college. We don't have to pay for that nonsense. How many, just think about the number of jobs. Go look at, just put the TV on one day and go down the line at all these guys with these successful TV shows and look at every one of them and tell me how much college do you think, you know, Grease Monkey has or Restoration whatever. Or, I mean, there's tons of shows. They got no degrees. Many of these artists, these designers, they didn't have to go to art. They didn't go to college. They went to art school. And here's what's interesting. They were already artists before they went. They just needed someone to round out their creativity, to find their voice. You know how many writers make a living right now that aren't writing for the New York Times or the Washington Post? They started their own blog and now they're making a fortune. There's a kid that does nothing but tells people how to do video game cheats, and he's making a fortune. eBay, how many jobs have they created? Alibaba, how many jobs have they created? None of these jobs require a whole lot of expertise in business or go to business school and do this. I'm not saying you shouldn't. You should know how to run a business, but yeah, you don't need all that stuff. But we bought into it. Guys, we got good news. Here's a little good news. Comes from Broward County. Ron DeSantis, the governor of California, he suspended. I don't know if it was actually a suspension, but he got rid of that two-term sheriff who had what was his name? I forget that doggone Sheriff Israel, Scott Israel. And he told him, get to packing. This guy's an anti-Trump, anti-American guy. And the first thing DeSantis did was get rid of him. There's some good news if you're in Florida. I know a lot of my listeners are in Florida. Congratulations for picking a good governor and not that clown that the Democrats wanted to elect. Gillum, he got very close. He got too close.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The partial shutdown of the federal government is entering its second month with no realistic end in sight.
Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger tells Fox News the shutdown has to end soon.
I think the president put forward a good, reasonable compromise, and if the Democrats don't like it, that's fine, that's their prerogative, but put forward something that's realistic, that doesn't start with no wall.
Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky was closed amid security concerns after a video was released over the weekend. The video appears to show students from the high school mocking an elderly Native American, although after the entire video was released, that, in fact, was not the case. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says the media is at fault here for breaking the story without getting their facts straight.
It's been a rough overall week for the media. When the president says that fake news is the enemy of the people, this is those examples that he points to show that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to rehash something on trade because it's funny to me. I always like to keep up with the things that these guys go, oh, well, this is what Donald Trump said. And then you go 2 months later and they completely ignore it. They don't want to talk about it anymore. They don't want to talk about the economy. They don't want to talk about the tax cuts. They want to talk about the deficit. The budget, any of these things, because it's improving. All of it's improving. They don't want to talk about North Korea. You guys are aware North Korea is coming to meet with Donald Trump. Kim Jong-un is coming to meet with the president. Yeah, but the left doesn't want to talk about it because all of these things are successful. They want to talk about the stock market rebounding. Don't talk about that. The stock market has gone from 18.8 to 24,000. It went up to almost 20. Maybe it hit crest at 26. It dropped down. They loved talking about it when it was dropping. It was the bell of the ball for the left. But now that we've hit a new year and it's just surging. It's gone from 23,000 to 24,000 plus, and it's still rising, and it's going to continue. They don't want to talk about the money that's coming back to the Treasury. They don't want to talk about how great companies are doing. Sears was going to go bankrupt, and then a group of owners, the CEO said, I want to put a buyout plan together. So he's revamping Sears. They want to talk about how all these companies are feasting, the largest market caps in the history of man. American companies, the largest market caps of all companies on the planet. When I was in management consulting, do you know who the largest company market cap was? It was BP, British Petroleum. $260 billion was the number. That was in 2009. Now we have companies that have crested $1 trillion of market cap. The two fighting it out are Apple and Amazon. And Facebook's looming. Google looming. American ingenuity, American companies, but they don't want to say a word about that. These companies are feasting in the time of Donald Trump. Feasting. They've eclipsed the oil, big tobacco, all these big companies that are making these crazy profits and not giving anything back, these environmentally unfriendly, this, that, and the other. And oh, by the way, all these leftist companies, you know what they're doing? They're coming back. Bringing their product, bringing their manufacturing back to America, the biggest market on the planet. There is no doubt the what used to be the number two market, the number two GDP market in the world was America. It is now solidly number one. Under Trump, it has eclipsed China. It is the number one place to start a business. Now, America is. Soon, our credit rating will be back to AAA, not AA, where it got downgraded under Obama. Lowest unemployment in probably in the history of the country is happening right now under Donald Trump. The lowest categorically for women, minorities, Latinos, blacks, etc., and on, all because of policies of Donald Trump. And then one of the biggest reasons, and the left had us believing that if Donald Trump implemented his trade policies, well, we would all be we'd be gone. I mean, what are you going to do? It's Armageddon. I reported the other day that we're beating China in trade. I read some report. Was it Wall Street Journal? Does it matter? And now they're going, well, China's blinking. Yeah, China's sending over their trade czar to talk to Donald Trump. They're going to start shipping American cars over to China. They're going to start lifting tariffs. They're talking about, I got an email sent, Melissa sent me an email that said something like, China has agreed that through 2024 that America's trade deficit with China will go to zero. I'll get you the article. I don't have it in front of me right now. We'll talk about it later. But here's what my biggest issue is. I want to go back in time where NBC proclaimed in an article why China holds all the aces in the full-blown U.S.-China trade war. That was a quote from the article. You can Google it yourself. Don't believe me. Google it yourself. MSNBC. And here's what they said. The Trump administration announced on Friday it will impose a 25% tariff on up to $50 billion in Chinese goods in an effort to protect U.S. intellectual property and technology. Bullet number two. China, in retaliation, said it will introduce taxation measures of the same scale and strength. The objective is to reduce the size of the U.S.-China trade deficit from an estimated $370 billion to $200 by 2020. The administration said these alleged IP appropriations, along with corporate espionage, have cost the U.S. economy between $225 to $600 billion a year. While this may hurt China in the short term, it has other markets to sell to in Asia and elsewhere. That's what MSNBC reported, and they went on to talk about how this policy was a failure. It couldn't work. And you know what's happened since then? The United States has got China's czar coming over. We've been reducing the deficit. I gave the numbers the other day. When Donald Trump took over, the last trade deficit from Obama was $506 billion, coming off of a total trade deficit of $575 billion with China from the year before. Now it had dropped down to $422 billion. Now that doesn't include what we ship. That's not the actual deficit. But we now only receive $422 billion. So he reduced it $90 billion in the first year. Now I don't know what's going to happen in year two, but I'll tell you this, it's got to be better, whatever the number comes out to be. What do you think is going to be year three? What do you think in 2020 we're going to be reporting about 2019? Because Donald Trump had he looked forward and said, you know what? This is not going to work. We're not going to get taken advantage of. This is what's happening in this country, and the left does not want you to realize it. They predicted doom and gloom that did not happen.
In fact, it's quite the opposite. So let me read you a quick report here, just a little snippet. China's economy grew 6.6% in 2018, its slowest pace in almost 30 years, confirming a slowdown of the world's second largest economy that could threaten global growth. I think this is a Bloomberg report. Where do we get this clip? It's just a clip. I don't see the reference. But anyway, trust me, these are the numbers. I'm not making this up. After years of breakneck expansion, the world's second largest economy is losing steam. Official data on Monday confirmed. China's growth in 2018 was the country's slowest reported growth since 1990 and down from 6.8% growth in 2017, which, by the way, wasn't that great for them. Now, just look at any of the indicators. So what are the reasons for that slowdown in growth? They've been ballooning year after year. If you go back and listen to some of our podcasts, go on demand, kjradio.com, check them out. You listen to them, you'll see I've been telling you that the Chinese economy during the time of Obama, it exploded. It exploded at the rate of our debt. Go look. If you do a map overlay, it's practically like Barack Obama and China were in bed together. But Here's what there's a Chinese analyst, and it was on CNBC or something, but let me let you hear what he has to say. And this is the party line of many leftists that hate Donald Trump that told you this trade war would not work. How are we going to win a trade war? The United States would be doom and gloom in a trade war. We may just do a show just about the trade war, but I just want to let you hear this clip real quick.
During Donald details, I would say that the most of the growth slowdown can be attributed not to the trade war. I think they're mostly domestic driven. Basically, we have seen the infrastructure growth rate, even though it has rebounded most recent month, but the year-on-year term for the whole year has been very weak. And only looking at nominal retail sales, it seems okay, but real retail sales is still at lowest levels in the last 14 years.
So when you say that, it's very interesting actually that you say that, because the perception, and most people who watch this show from the outside are watching the Chinese data and saying, look, well, these trade tariffs are clearly beginning to bite. There's clearly a slowing momentum in the economy. But you say it's not externally driven, it's actually internally driven.
Now, that was the analyst. Welcome back, everybody. It's Kevin Jackson here listening to. That was the host of the show, the analyst, saying, you seem to believe this is internally driven and not externally driven. Well, this is a Chinese national who's on TV, and what he's got to say for fear of death is, no, it's not Donald Trump's trade war. It is Chinese internally. And, of course, the leftists love it. But here's what's interesting. Google Chinese-China trade war, and now you know what you'll start to see. You'll start seeing, like, China's economic growth slowest since 1990 amid trade war. With U.S., Chinese economy, GDP growth weakest since 2009 amid U.S.-China trade war. China, balancing act, a slowing economy, debts, and a trade war. Now, that was Al Jazeera, the last one I read. The first two were The Guardian and Investor Business Daily. So here's what I'm telling you, folks. They can't keep the lid on the fact that this trade war is impacting China's growth. Here's one you're really going to like. This was from a rag you probably wouldn't read because it's a business deal, but it says, how China misread the U.S. on trade during Donald Trump's early days. So here's what I'm getting at. Donald Trump recognized the problem with China. He said it during the campaign. He essentially said, guys, look, we're getting taken advantage of. This can't happen anymore. China is suffering. They see their trend line going down. They've watched what the United States has done. We have now become the biggest economy again under Trump. We were not under Obama. I want you to know that. And now China says, okay, we get it. Donald Trump, you win.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
About whether to indict the president. Because
Joe,
presumably Mueller is bound by those OLC opinions.
Joe? I have always said that I believe that the president, even when sitting, can be indicted, and if the facts justify it, and they are starting to look ominously like they do justify indicting the president. But I think Pete is also correct. Impeachment is a very fine alternative way to deal with this. And
Let me jump in here, Joe, because this is something that our first read team has laid out this morning, our political unit here at NBC News, and it's it's something that you would know better than anybody, given your experience with Watergate. In 1974, the first article of impeachment against President Richard Nixon was obstruction of justice for, among other things, approving, condoning, acquiescing in, and counseling witnesses with respect to the giving of false or misleading statements to lawfully authorized investigative officers and employees of the United States. In 1998, the first article of impeachment against President Bill Clinton at the time included efforts to influence the testimony of witnesses and to impede the discovery of evidence. So to these points, what is the likelihood in your view that potentially Democrats will move maybe faster, maybe more aggressively toward impeachment?
I think that this is the kind of evidence that could influence Republicans as well as Democrats to act faster, because they are the ones who got lied to and the public got lied to. There were also evidence of Nixon lying to the public as grounds for impeachment. And so while absolutely these are impeachable offenses and should be looked after that, and we in Watergate decided that the best approach was the political one of impeachment, it didn't mean that the crimes that were committed weren't also subject to being indicted.
That was a clip of NBC talking about the using Watergate to talk about all this latest salacious BuzzFeed nonsense, now that we know what it is. But I just wanted to replay it to tell you that was what the media was talking about. You don't hear much about it. You can't let it go, because you got to remind people this is what they said. But here's what I want you to understand, folks. That's what the left hangs their hat on every single day. Some new piece of legislation, some new piece of information that they go, we're going to get Donald Trump with this. And you know what happens? It fizzles. So there's a thing that happens in the brain. And I studied this when I studied psychology and dope, you know, and that's why they call it dopamine, but these levels in the brain. And what I learned, and I told you guys I've never used drugs and I never will. So if you ever hear about me using a drug, you know somebody slipped it to me or FBI setting me up. But here's the deal. They said when you take certain drugs, it gives a chemical reaction in the brain, and your level, let's just say that your brain level, it can go to a level 5. Okay? But what a dope does is it shoots your level to a 10. And I'm just using this as an example. So it can take you to a 10. So I want you to imagine having double the pleasure, okay, of whatever it is. So you've got double the pleasure that your brain just goes, whoa, what the heck? I had no idea. I'm talking about, think about the birth of your child or graduating college or, something that just takes you to the level of euphoria that that's the highest level that your brain gets. Dope doubles it. I mean, it goes from a 5 to a 10. So then it drops you back down. So you go from a 5 to a 0. Well, what happens is not only does it drop you back down, it lowers your 0 to a negative 1 or a negative 2. So I want you to think of this yo-yoing. Suddenly, you take a drug again, but you can't get to 10 because it's stressed your brain muscle, if you will, to a degree that you can only get to a 9. But when you drop down, it now can take you to a level 3. And so that yo-yoing is moving your line, but it's moving that line down. Well, eventually, in order to find just the happiness that you can generate on your own, you need the drug. But when it comes down, you're at a sadness now that's a level negative 5. Which makes you suicidal, or you just don't have a care in the world. That is essentially what the media and what the left is doing to its own people. It's giving them a drug. We're going to get that Donald Trump. Oh my gosh. And they want you to believe, want their people to believe this man's going down. We got him for Russian collusion. And they're at a 10. Oh, we didn't get him. Stormy Daniels, that's what's going to do it. I swear, Stormy Daniels. Now they're at a 9. Paul Manafort, that's going to do it. Now they're at an 8. Michael Cohen, he going to be the one. Now they're at a 7. BuzzFeed is saying, there's some more on Cohen. Oh my goodness. Now they're at a 6. And eventually, they keep going and keep going and keep going. And they sensationalize to the point where people go, well, wait a minute. Weren't we supposed to get him on Russian collusion? as it related to Carter Page, as it related to Manafort, as it related to Mike Flynn, as it related to whatever. Oh, wait a minute. Weren't we supposed to get him on all the bimbo alerts on Stormy Daniels and all those women who he was supposed to have had affairs with and paid off? Oh, we didn't get that? Oh, weren't we supposed to get him on Michael Cohen, his attorney, three different times, and we didn't get him on that? And eventually, whatever the Democrats say, they can't even get back to the basic level excitement. And suddenly, the lows get lower. What I'm explaining to you is over the next 2 years, the process that's going to happen, and you play a huge role in this. Because as you remind them of all the things that they've put their hopes and dreams on that didn't occur, and oh, by the way, while you're trying to torpedo a guy, I want you to explain what he's doing. He's providing unemployment levels that are the best in the history of this nation for everybody. He's got your portfolio going. He's got people buying homes, selling homes. He's creating opportunities and more jobs. I'm talking about entrepreneurs. By the way, forget the number of jobs that get created, because we measure that based on how many people hit the workforce, you know, through monster.com or whatever the sites are that measure, because companies have to tell you when they're firing and you can know when they're hiring. We're talking about entrepreneurs. Donald Trump is creating entrepreneurs, people who are taking the plunge and saying, I can go to work and do something that I love. I want you to think of in America, and guys, this is a huge thing to consider. It really is. I want you to consider an America that's no longer working in the rat race, but suddenly you've got people who are building, you know, refurbishing, you know, they're interior designers, or they're creating furniture, they're making art, whatever. They're chasing their dreams. I want you to picture an America where a big percentage of the people are entrepreneurial and they are chasing their dreams and are able to do that. They're not in the corporate rat race. They're doing what they love. When we transform our economy to people that, you know, are with these good paying jobs that Donald Trump is bringing back in the way of manufacturing, distribution, whatever, and a group of people of the largest, and I'm going to make you a bet that we will have the largest population of people who are willing to go out on their own at the end of Donald Trump's presidency than we've had in any time in history. I want you to imagine that America that's happy and selling their products and able to get people to pay attention. Anyway, I want to get to a few tweets. So Kelly Conway said this: Dear media types, your job is to get the story, not get the president. If you dove into BuzzFeed head first the other day, you own it too. The quote, if true, was a faint murmur. Quote, impeach was said 200 times on CNN and MSNBC. The three networks devoted 27 minutes to the lie of the BuzzFeed story. Maybe just apologize. Yeah. Here's what the president tweeted. He says, the media is not giving us credit for tremendous progress we made with North Korea. Think of where we were at the end of the Obama administration compared to now. Great meeting this week with reps, with top reps. Looking forward to meeting with Chairman Kim at the end of February. Are you aware that Donald Trump is going to be meeting with the chairman of North Korea, with Kim Jong-un, at the end of February? Well, he is. So I want to finish up just talking about what we're dealing with here. These doped up Democrats, these doped up leftists, who are watching their levels shift, swinging from a 10 to a negative, you know, to a 0, 10 to a 0, then a 9 to a negative 1, then an 8 to a negative 2. And they can't get high anymore. That's where we are. There is no scandal on Donald Trump. There were plenty of scandals on Barack Obama that went overlooked. And we'll get to that. At some point during this year, I'm telling you folks, we're going to get to the real scandals in this country. But it won't involve Donald Trump. This guy has been dissected and probed more than any other presidential candidate or president. But the left, their probe is coming.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.